Okay, we're on? We're on. Okay, we are on Tezayin and Mabay, second to last line. Just one ha'ara. I got a number of emails today about yesterday's discussion of covering hair at a wedding. And I heard the minhag yesterday, but it was confirmed that I got three different people told me that either their daughters or their daughters-in-law married somebody from Yeshivas Chafetz Chaim. And a Chafetz Chaim, the minhag is that the Rosh Yeshiva holds, Rav Henoch, holds that the woman has to cover her hair at the wedding. So it's probably based on the Mishnah Berurah we said yesterday, because the Mishnah Berurah holds Arusos. Mishnah Berurah, so Chafetz Chaim, there's a relationship there. So there are the familial relationship. So that's could be the basis for that minhag. But again, they said in Eretz Yisrael it's a little more common. But either way, there is a minhag lakan. Everybody should follow the minhag that they hold up. But again, we said, what's the basis for the lakula minhag? So Rosh Hashanah didn't really give a basis. We mentioned it might be because there is some type of covering. This is enough of a covering for the Daraisa din. Or maybe the din, I heard somebody told me today, b'piyah shmua, it's not written anywhere from Rav Moshe, that maybe it's a din of ba'ula and not nesua. And that din of ba'ula obviously is not till the following morning. Okay, so now let's go second to last line on Tezayin Bebeis. Tana Rabbanan. Ketzem Raktim L'fnei HaKala. So how do you dance in front of the Kala? Ketzem Raktim L'fnei HaKala. So the, this one, Ha'ara, first, the Chalkas Mechokek notes here that it says, L'fnei HaKala, not Im HaKala. Right? He says, how do you dance in front of the Kala? We're going to talk about that, but he says, what about with the Kala? We know there's something called a mitzvah tanz. We know something with that many in more Hasidic circles, it is common. Even the great, the Talmidei Chachamim, the Gedolim, are involved in dancing with the Kala. So he quotes, wherever the minhag is to do it, then you should follow the minhag, and where there is no minhag, then it should not be done. But he notes in Simon Chaf Aleph, he quotes for the Bach, for the Marshal, Kagon l'rakid imakala k'dei l'chabava al-baylo m'shem kvod aviyah, v'tamen chacham roi l'hachmir, v'mach huseinu nagu agdolim shebedar l'hakel b'kala v'hechi drag nag v'hechi jelon nahog isura ika. So again, if it's not the minhag that is usher, then l'fnei akala v'not imakala. Somebody has that minhag. Again, obviously, there's no negiah here. There's either with a handkerchief or with a rope. It's with a gartel. So either way, it's a imakala. But again, wait, right. For Isha Nida, that's considered a negiah. Right now, that'll have that's the extension by Isha Nida, the chumrah. But again, that is the minhag of certain parts of Klal Yisrael, and they should follow their minhag. But again, if one does not have the minhag, then you should have to be medayik, lefnei akala, and not imakala. So. Right. If you're dancing with the kala with the gartel, you're dancing with the gartel. Right. It's also lefnei akala. Okay. It'll also be lefnei akala. Okay. Rabbi Chanan here, even before we get to the answer, gets about lefnei akala. He says, "What do you mean lefnei akala?" Rabbi Chanan says, "Is it the mitzvah of nisuin on the chasan? Isn't it on the chasan? Isn't it his mitzvah of nisuin because it leads to puravu? And we paskin Mishnah Yivamis that only the chasan is mitzvah in puravu and not the kala." So Rabbi Chanan says, "That's why Rashi says what he says." Rashi says, "Kesem meraktim." Ma omrim lefaneha. What do you say in front of her? Meaning, you say things to the kala in order to be mechabi for her to her husband. Wow, you look great. Wow, you're amazing. That makes the husband feel good. So really, it is for the husband. It is l'sameach hachasan, says Rabbi Chanan, and that's what it means. Ketzem meraktim lefnei hakala. What do we say to about the kala to be mechabir al baila? But the Achronim point out that it's not so clear from other Rishonim. The Rambam is mefurish. The Rambam says in Hilchas Avel, and the Tur quotes this idea, that the mitzvah of simcha is simchas chasan vikala. Vavdafka the chasan. And marriage, the marriage festivities is not dafka linked to puravu. Okay, kiddushin might be linked to puravu, machlokas Rambam Rush that we've mentioned in the past, whether there's a separate mitzvah of kiddushin or a link to puravu. But the Rambam says beferish in Hilchas Avel, where he talks about the mitzvah of biker cholim nicham avelim lahotzi ameis v'chein l'sameach hachasan v'hakala ulasadam b'chol tzorcheim. It's beferish, it's the chasan and the kala. Right, so again, it's not clear that Rabbi Chanan fit in Rashi to dafka the chasan, but it could be the chasan and the kala. Okay, so Ketzem Meraktim. Yeah. How do you dance? Oh, so maybe it's I know you dance and you say things as you dance, but the ikar is the saying things. Just another ha hosafa. Rabbi Chanan quotes the Gemara in Brachos, but does not quote this line. He quotes the Gemara there says Igra debehi lule mili. Gemara in Brachas Vav Beis. The schar of going to a wedding is mili. So what's mili? Rashi. L'sameach hachason bidvarim. Rashi, brachas avim abeis. Maybe it's a smach to Rabbi Chanan's reading of our Rashi. Because what's mealy? You might have said chason v'kala. L'sameach hachason bidvarim. That's Rashi, brachas avim abeis. Okay, that connects to the Rabbi Chanan. Okay, kisim rad l'vnei kala b'sham ayomrim. So what do you say in front of the kala? Kala k'mos shehi. What does that mean? Kala k'mos shehi. Rashi says, whatever wonderful quality she has, everybody's got something good, right? Whatever wonderful quality she has, pick up on that and praise it. Right? She's an amazing dot, dot, dot. Whatever she has, kamoshihi, you pick up on the one that she has. Tosvos, first day of Tosvos, difficult, right? If she does not have any qualities, just be quiet. Kamoshihi, top Tosvos, v'meishpa mum yishtaku v'lo yishpechuhu. Inami says Tosvos, like Rashi. Yishbechu b'davar nashe yeshba. Go be'ineho, b'yadeh, she has nice eyes, nice hands. Okay, that's the first day of Tosvos is Tzarech Iyun. The Ritva here says, no, you say k'mo shehi. What does that mean? As she is. You call her Kala, 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 wonderful Kala. You don't say anything. You're just calling her the Kala. That's what she is. K'mo shehi, that's why you're very excited about the Kala. Okay, k'mo shehi. U'beis Hillel omrim, Beis Hillel says, Kala no'e v'chasuda. Kalanov Vachasuda, obviously the song picks up on Beis Hillel, right? Kalanov Vachasuda. The Kala is beautiful and Chasuda. What is Chasuda? Rashi says, we'll get back to this later, Chut Shel Chesed, Bezos Hashem, Chut Shel Chesed Mashach Aleha. Does that mean a Chut, a string of Chesed is Mashach on her? There's a certain Chain that she has. That's what we mean by Chasuda. Ritva here says, you know what we learned from Beis Hillel? You're allowed to lie in order to keep Darkei Shalom. Midvar Sheker Tirchak is okay, what, you might be lying. Kala Novacha, what if she's not? Novacha Suda. Says the Ritva. That's what you see from here. Right? You're allowed to lie. To call Shehu Mibnei Darkei Shalom, Aim Bo Mishum Dvar Sheker Tirchak. Right? We had a similar Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, where it says, right, by Sarah and Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu even made up the story, right? He made up the story, right? That he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told Avraham that Sarah said, I'm so old. Really, Sarah said that he's so old, right? But even HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, right? Mishanah Mibnei HaShalom. So that's here too, says the Ritva, you're allowed to lie. The Chasam Sofer says, it's not total lie here. You know, Nova Chasuda could be interpreted, maybe, so it doesn't have to be looks. It could be, she has chesed, she's a balas chesed, it could be doing on her midos. The Chasam Sofer says, you don't have to say dafka, this is a proof, mamash sheker. It's not mamash sheker here. It could be interpreted otherwise. And just one other ha'ara, and then we'll continue. There's a big chiddush that Rav Chaim Fishel Perlau has. One of the great achronim from the turn of the previous century. Rav Chaim Fishel Perlau says, in his Rav Sadia Gaon has a Sefer HaMitzvahs, which could written on a page and a half. The whole Sefer HaMitzvahs we read on the page. It's a poem. It's a poem. That's Sefer HaMitzvahs. He didn't write these are the 613. He wrote a poem. Every two words is another mitzvah. Rav Sadia Gaon took that page and a half and came up with three mammoth volumes, being medayek and writing his theses and major works on Sefer HaMitzvahs Rav Sadia Gaon. So right, every it has two words and then 35 pages for every mitzvah. It's a tremendous work. So he has a chiddush on page 312, if you want to look it up, where he says, Mida oraisa, midvar sheker tirchak, only applies to judges, to dayanim. If you look in the psukim in the Torah, midvar sheker tirchak is limited to dayanim. Everybody else is a mida maguna. It's terrible. But he says, look in the moni mitzvahs. They don't count it as a lo saseh, or an asay. Midvar sheker tirchak, or lo tashaker. They don't quote that as a mitzvah or a lo saseh. He says, Mida Raisa only applies to judges. They're not allowed to be ma'avis the din. They're not allowed to come out with a falsified din. But it's a Mida Maguna. So if it's a Mida Maguna, so that's why it's more flexible in terms of Darkei Shalom. If it was an Issa Daraisa, you know, how many Yisura Daraisa do we allow for Darkei Shalom? Durabanan's okay. But Daraisa's, the Gemara spoke about, maybe Sheva Altasa. But either way, that is the Chiddush of Yeruchim Fish, Yeruchim Fish Perla. Okay.
According to Rashi, what's the difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel?
According to Rashi, Beis Hillel is more of, you say the same wonderful thing about each Kala. According to Beis Shammai, it's still something different about each person. Amru lehem Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, 1 minute. You're going to say something, Kala Nova Chasuda? Harishahaisach Higeras Osuma, Omer Lo Kala Nova Chasuda? What if she's a lame or she's blind? You're going to call her Nova Chasuda? The HaTorah Amra Midrash Sheker Tirchak. What do you mean? It's Sheker. What do you mean that's Kala Nova Chasuda? So what would Beis Hillel answer back? Gemara doesn't say. Right? I'm not a judge, according to Rav Chaim Fishel Perlau. Right? Or, Or you might say, no, this is Kalan of a Chasuda. This Chushal Chesed on this woman, Chushal Chesed Mashach Aleha, Beis Hillel, though, says back to Beis Shammai. They're not saying talking to each other, they're talking at each other. It sounds like from the Gemara here, we don't know the other, the Taina, we have to fill in the other Taina. Armala Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Ludibrechem, according to you, Beis Shammai. That says that you're not allowed to say Kalan of a Chasuda. Mishalakach Mechach Raman Ashuk. If somebody made a bad deal, he bought something at a store and he got ripped off. Yishabchenu Beinav or Yiganenu Beinav. You're going to tell him what a terrible deal you just made. Or you make him feel worse. Or you're going to say, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's okay. Maybe it's good in a sense. You know, look at it this way. You're going to try to cheer him up a little bit. So, Haviyom, Yishabchenu Beinav. Of course, you're going to try to cheer him up. So, says Beis Hillel, what? He got married. He got married, so cheer him up. Cheer him up. Bikanamru chachamim. And chachamim say, regarding this, la'olam deidaitosh ha'adam mu'uravis ha'abrios. You always got to be nice to people. You always got to be mu'urav im ha'abrios. What would Beis Shammai answer Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel says, what do you mean? When somebody comes back from the shuk? It's Tosfos, second Tosfos. U'Beis Shammai savri, avagav dishabchenu be'enav, ein lohem l'chachamim l'sakein, l'haskik lomar sheker. Even if you want to say it yourself, Chazal wouldn't institutionalize a sheker. Chazal wouldn't say, you have to say this. You want to say it yourself, fine. You get on every private case, you could say, you know what, it's okay, you made an okay deal, don't worry about it. But to institutionalize it as Ketzan Meraktim, so that's as Tosfos we wouldn't do, period. So there is a Rishash. The Rishash asks two kashas. The Rishash here says, what's the Lid Divrechem? He still says to Beis Shammai, according to you, what do you mean according to you? Just say, they know what they say. Lid Divrechem. Number two, what does it mean, Min Hashuk? If you come home with a bad deal, you have to say min hashuk. What if it wasn't min hashuk? What if it was from the next door? So says the Rishash as follows. What Beis Hillel is really saying is that if somebody comes home from a store with a bad deal, you tell the guy, that's a bad deal, go return it. You know, wouldn't that be the best advice? To tell him, go take it back. Ah, that's only if you know where I got it from. Is if it's from the shuk, it's from the market, right? There are vendors all over the place. He has no idea. So that's Dafka the Mashal. It's Min Hashuk that there's no Toeles. He's not going to be able to return it. That's the Min Hashuk. Aye, what's the Ledivrechem? Let's remember. Says the Rishash, the last Mishnah in Maseches Gittin talks about the bases for which a husband can divorce his wife. Beis Shammai holds only if he finds Erev HaZdavar. Only if there's an issue of Arayus. Says the Rishash, Beis Hillel says, L'Beis Shammai, L'Divrechem, according to your words, that you say that you can't divorce your wife except for Erev HaZdavar anyway, so here, tough luck, there's not going to be any Toeles. So that's why he gives the Mashal that it's Min Hashuk, because there's no Toeles. No Toeles, so you have to praise it. You have to praise him, you can't return it. Right, according to you, L'Divrechem, L'Shitascha, you know, you're stuck. You can't, this is not basis for grounds for divorce. So that's the Rishash, the L'Divrechem, and the Min Hashuk. Okay. Shas on his fingertips. Rishash was a banker. He was a banker. He comments on almost every daf in Shas. It's amazing. We have to take it as an inspiration to comment. Even something small. To comment on every daf in Shas. Rishash does. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Omar Hachi, when Rav Dimi came, he said, Hachi Mashu B'kame Kalasa B'marava. This is what they used to sing in front of the Kala in Eretz Yisrael. Lo Kachal V'lo Sharak V'lo Pirkes B'Alas Chein. Even without any makeup, this woman is beautiful. Right, without kachal, that's eyeshadow, sarak, that's rouge, that makes the face red. Flo pirkes, right, with nothing, doing the hair, without anything, she is yalas chayin, she is a great finds favor. Kisamchu, the Gemara now says, they used to say the same thing when they gave smicha. Kisamchu rabbana l'Reb Zeira, when the rabbanan gave smicha to Reb Zeira, they also said, shor ilei hachi, that he's so, right, as a metaphor, he'd say, he's so beautiful. Lo kachal, v'lo sharak, v'lo pirkes, v'yalas chayin. Right, without any makeup, you know, this is a, he's beautiful. Kisamchu rabbana l'beit Rabbi Ami v'ravasi, and when they gave smicha to these rabbis, shor ilei hachi, they used to sing, kol min dein v'kol min dein smuchu lana. Like these rabbis, Rabim Kamoschem be Yisrael. Right? We should have more like you. Like these rabbis we should give smicha to. Lotis v'chulana, but we don't want to give any smicha to the following types of people. Lo min sarmitin, not to the sarmitin, velo min sarmitin. Who are the sarmisin and the sarmitin? So Rashi says, sarmisin are people who misinterpret the Torah, for the word misares, to switch around, people who dafka, right, a little information sometimes is a dangerous thing, they misinterpret, that's misares. What are sarmitin? Rashi says lashon smartun. It's like a rag. It's like a rag. It's like somebody again who doesn't take his Torah learning seriously. The Amrila. The Amrila. Just got to plug it in. Hopefully we're on battery now. Hopefully we're still on. The Amrila. Lo min chamisin volo min termisin. We're still going?
Yeah.
Good. Lo min chamisin volo min termisin. Also, don't give smicha to the chamisin and the termisin. What a termisin? Rashi says, I don't know. Right, lowest parish. What termisin are? When termisin with a tuff, we know what types of beans. We spoke about them by Borer. But termisin with a test, Rashi says, I'm not sure what they are. What are chamisin? Rashi says, omrim chamisha satam. People who only learn 20% of the reasons that they should. Chamisha satam, they're only into 20%. They don't give it their all. 20%. See on the side, the aruch, sheshonin chomsha shel meseches. They only learn a fifth of the mesechta. Basically every yeshiva in the world. Right? They learn the first six plot. That's what you learn. Right? It's makar for daf yomi. Right? You can't be a chamisin. Right? So you have to learn the daf plus iyun. But a fifth of the mesechta. You think we call I learned we learned this mesechta. You learn six plot of that mesechta. You have to learn everything. Right? Chomsha shel mesechta. Okay. So these are the types of people that should not get smicha. Next, Rabbi Avohu, ki avi osi mimesifta lebe kesar. When Rabbi Avohu used to come from the yeshiva to the kesar, to the Caesar, nafkin amhasa debe kesar laape, the maidservant used to go out to meet Rabbi Avohu, umashon lehachin, she used to sing to Rabbi Avohu, Rava da'ame, leader of his people, umidabarna du'umse, the great one of his nation and the leader of his nation, Botsina Dinahora, the one that shines for his nation. The Hafla explains here that it was, even though he was so great, he was still involved in his nation. Brich Messiah Lishlam. Blessed are you that came. Right? Baruch haba. Shalom Aleichem. Amro lav Rabbi Yehuda bar Iloi, shahia no tel bat shel hadas. Back to the wedding stories. Rabbi Yehuda bar Iloi used to take a hadas umaraki lefnei akala. Used to dance with a hadas in front of the kala. Why a hadas? Says the chida, we had a gemara in Meseches Megillah. Esther is called hadasa. Why? Why is she called hadasa? Chut shel chesed mashuch aleha. That same lashon that Rashi had before. What kala nova chasuda means? Says the chida, Megillah daf yud gimel. Esther is called hadasa because of the chut shel chesed. So that hadas is the same thing that we mean by kala nova chasuda. Yeah. See to that she was green, right? That she was right. You rock. But right, another reason for hadasa, like a hadas. Kala no, right? Ah, so even right, kala nava chasuda still chut shel chesed. Okay, fits in. V'yomer kala nava chasuda. He used to say kala nava chasuda. That's exactly how he's acting and what he's saying. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak merakid atlas. He used to juggle three hadasim. Merakid atlas. Omer Rav Zera kamifzach lan saba. What are you doing? You're embarrassing us. You're a Talmud Chacham. You're juggling? What are you doing? Let's finish the story first. Ki noach nafshe, when Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, the juggler, died, ifsuk amuda denura ben tidei l'koli alma, a fire went out and separated between him and the world, as if to say the world is not ro'i for such a person. The gemiri de lo ifsuk amuda denura el iyad l'chad badara o l'tre badara. And that only happens once or twice in every generation. Meaning, there was nothing wrong with what he was doing, l'ch'ora. Amar Reb Zera, and Reb Zera, who was the one that insulted, kind of said, what are you doing? Said, after he saw the fire, Ahani le shutisa lasaba. Oh, you see, the shutisa, which was that the shota, the hadas, I guess I was wrong. The hadas was good for him, it helped him out. Biamala shtusa lasaba, or his acting like a shota. His shuta was good for Saba. Biamala shitase lasaba, his opinion, his shita lasaba. Either way, Reb Zera realized that he was somebody special. So what's going on here? What did Reb Zera think at the first, and then what he changed his tune? Says Reb Chanan, there is a rush. I think we discussed this in a Tuesday night shiur a couple of years ago. There is a rush in Meseches Bava Metzia, in Eil Metzias, who says, we're going to have in a minute, a Rav is allowed to be mochel on his coven. A Rebbe is allowed to be mochel on his coven. Right? It's Torah delay. So Rebbe can be mochel on his coven. But the rush says, only his coven he can be mochel on, but he can't be mezalzel himself. That's the Russian Meseches Bava Metzia. Rav can't be mezalzel himself. So says the Kovach Yerim of Al-Khanan, that's what Reb Zera thought at first. Reb Zera says, what are you doing? This is a zilzul. You have a Talmud Chacham who's juggling, it's a zilzul. But he did it anyway. He did it anyway. So why did he do it anyway? There was a pillar of fire, he obviously was right. So says Al-Khanan, it must be that if it's clear that he's Osek B'mitzvah, it's not a problem. If you're being mezazel yourself with shemitza, not a problem. What's the biggest raya? David HaMelech, b'charkam afaspeis lefnei Aaron. Right, Michal looks out the window. Oh, what a terrible idiot. My father would never have done it. Yeah, David says, I'm better than your father. He lost the Malchus. I do what I know is right. Right, David HaMelech is dancing in front of the Aaron. He schwitzes and he comes back. And that's why he's David HaMelech. And he lays for eternity. Right, the dance of the base of Migdash, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So it says the Rebbe Chanan, that's why he did it. Avot Tzarachian. So what did Reb Zeira think? Reb Zeira knew that. So he says, no, maybe this was Reb Zeira's Havamina. Reb Zeira thought, by Misos Ben Adam LaMakom, you can be Mezalzel yourself. David Bel Melech by the Aaron, Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Even by Misos Ben Adam LaChavero, by a wedding, by Simchas Chasson Mekala there too? That's what Reb Zeira didn't realize. And then he sees the amud of Nura, the fire. So it must be even for Ben Adam, even for Ben Adam Machavero. There's a Chavos Yar who says maybe a wedding is not just Ben Adam Machavero. That's what you're going to say, right? Maybe it's also Ben Adam Lamakom because the Shechin is Shore with in a new union. Either way, that is the discussion of Rabbi Chanan here about Kavod of a Rav and Zilzal. Hashavas Aveda is not clear that you're doing the mitzvah. You happen to, right, you're searching around at a cemetery, you're bending down, nobody knows that you're doing a mitzvah, that's not Nikar. Yeah. Okay. That is the Kovach here. Let's continue now. Ravacha, Markela Akasa Imarakid. Ravacha used to put the kala on his shoulders and dance around. Says the Ben Yoyada, obviously on a chair on his shoulders. That's not the Pashtus. The Marsha says the Pashtus is on his shoulders. That's the Pashtus. Amile Rabbanan Anan Ma'olam Eved Hachi. The other rabbis in the times of the Gemara say, can we do that too? Amar Lahu, he said to them, Idamin Alaychu Kikshura Lachaye. If she is like you, like a board, then fine. V'ilolo. But if not, you can't do it. Why a board? The Marsha says, just like a board supports a house, the woman supports the family. Right? And Akaras Abayis is the support of the family. So that's why he says, Dafka Kishura. Right, this idea is echoed in the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch in Kuf Peches, Isser Daraisa in Achremos, not to be misadein ba'achas mikol ha'arayos, right, not to get enjoyment from one of the arayos, shalot adem ba'achas mikol ha'arayos, vein krovos, eishas ish, nidav, afilu blobia, chibuk nishek v'chol adome, right, the HaChinuch passes like the Rambam, that derech chiba, type of kirva is Asur Daraisa. Asur Daraisa, and included in this, he says, is even winking and other types of inappropriate behavior between the genders. So says the Sefer HaChinuch at the end, the second half of this, V'yata b'ni hizaher al zeh ma'od. V'yaticha yitzrecha. V'im elef aravim yitein lecha. He says, don't let your yitzara tell you, I can handle it. I'm okay, I can handle it. Don't worry about me, rabbis. I can handle it. You're not allowed to say that. And even though, he says, you look in the Gemara and you find examples, like our Gemara, where he had the kala on his shoulder, and like the other Gemara we had back in Masechas Brachos, Rabbi Yochanan used to sit at the mikvah, and the women used to come out and see him, and the Gemara says, aren't you worried about Ayin Hara? He says, not worried, I'm from Yosef. Right? So he says, he's not worried about Yetzihara. He wasn't worried about Yetzihara there. So you look at the Bach over there in Brachos Daf Chaf, the Bach says, because there's another Gemara that says Rabbi Yochanan had long eyelashes. So he says he couldn't see. The eyelashes were over his eyes. Maybe that's why there was no... The Gemara doesn't ask, what about Yetzihara? Only about Ayin Hara. But the Sefer HaChinuch says, don't ask me kashas from the Amoran. They were on a different level. Number one, b'makam mitzvah hu dafka shayim mikilin ksas. And he says, number two, shehem hayu kimalachim. Shelo haya iskam afidu sha'akalakim b'tarvei mitzvahs. They were terasim u'munasam. V'ayim mufur semes kavanasam l'chol olam keshemesh. Right, the Rambam writes, you know, if you're a Bala Bas, you only have to learn 9 hours a day. I mean, we're not in the same society. And that was at the Rishon, and now we're talking about the Gemara. So we can't bring any rise from that. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, no way, chas v'sham to be poris geder. If you want to look up the last page of the Ritva in Maseches Kedushin, says the same thing. Same idea, the last page in the Ritva. Yeah. The Rambam doesn't have a hold of Niskatnu Hadoros in that sense. We had a shear on that. But still, in this sense, you might say that... okay, so we have to learn 9 hours a day for a Bala Bas, no Niskatnu Hadoros. If it's Asur Daraisa, so the question is, was it included... I guess you have to say it's a different league. It's not Lo Plug. It's like he's a different league. You know, like Tarasu Naso. They're parted from certain mitzvahs. That doesn't apply to other Jews. You know, different. Who decides that? The Amoraim could decide. They're still Chazal, right? They're still Chazals. That's what they could decide. Marisayin. That's what they asked him. Can we do it? I guess there's no Marisayin issue. They said, can we do it? They say he said no. Even the other Amoraim couldn't do it. Okay. Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Reb Yonasan. Mutul histaka b'fnei akala kol shiva k'dei l'chabav ha'abayla. You let her stare at the kala, right, in order to make her beloved to her husband. Look, everybody's looking at the kala. She's the center of attention. We don't pass in that way, says the Gemara. You know, we don't go that far. Tana Rabbana. Okay, that's the end of the specific wedding discussion, what we do. Now we have a related discussion. Ma'avirinis ha'meis milafnei ha'kala. Let's say you're on the road, and they come to a fork in the road, and there are two processions going on. There's a funeral and there's a wedding procession. Who goes first? Says the Gemara, the Kala goes first. Ma'avirinis ha'meis milafnei ha'kala. Both of them have to wait in line if a melech comes down the road. V'zeh v'zeh milafnei melech Yisrael. A melech Yisrael goes first in front of either the Kala or the meis. Amro lav al agribas ha'melech sha'avra milafnei kalav shibchul chachamim. We have a story about Agrippas HaMelech, who Tosfos points out, even though he wasn't a real Melech, they treated him like a Melech. Agrippas HaMelech, he was mochel on his covered, and the Chachamim praised him. Asked the Gemara Shibchu, Mechal the Shapar of it, is that a good thing to be praised about? A Melech who was mochel on his covered? V'ha'am Ravashi. Ravashi says, Afilu l'mand amar nasi, shemachal kvodo kvodo machol. Even those who say a nasi can be mochel on his covered, Melech shemachal kvodo ain't kvodo machol. A Melech can be mochel on his covered. So how did Agrippas do that, and why did they praise him? The king's fear has to be upon the nation. He can't be mochel on his covet. So Gemara says, Prashas Rachim Shaini. That case was different. Why? Because that was a case that it wasn't Nikar that he was being mochel on his covet. You know, they came to like two rows and he went first. It was Lavdavka that they saw that he was mochel on his covet. So therefore, that's why it was allowed and they praised him in that way. Just a thought I saw. Yana Diyoma, in Kamoti Shalarav on Yom Naran. He writes, we say, Avinu Malkeinu, Chatanu Lefanecha. Right, we sin in front of you. Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech Ela'ata. No king besides you. What's the hemshach between those two? So he quotes the Tshuvas Yehuda Yahweh, right, the Mahari Asad, who says, Melech Shemachal Kvodu Ein Kvodu Machal. Melech Kim Mochal is covered. How does Hashem Mochal us? How do we do tshuva? How does Hashem accept our tshuva? So how does it work? So says the Mari Asad. What's the whole reason a melech can be mochel on his kavod? Can be mochel on his kavod because it's not his own kavod. A rebbe can be mochel on his kavod because it's his own Torah. A melech can be mochel on his kavod. Why? It's not him because he's the representative of the nation. The nation voted him in, so he's the king. He has to take his position very seriously, and then he can't be mochel on his kavod. But what if the king is a king even without the nation? What if the king is a king because he's the king, not because it's Torah? It is his own. So then he's like a Rebbe. Just like a Rebbe can be mochel on his covet because it's his Torah, if the king is the king because he's the king, not dafka because somebody made him king, so then he can be mochel on his covet too. So that's what we say. Avinu malkeinu chatanu lefanecha. Forgive our sins. How can you forgive our sins? You're the only one. You're the king of the world. You don't need. You're right, a melech below am, in a sense. But still, you're the king of the world. Even if we weren't here, you'd be the king of the world. You were the creator before we were here. So that's the svara why this melech can be mochel on his kavod. That melech, Kadosh Baruch Hu, melech malchei melech can be mochel on his kavod. Okay, that is a thought about Avinu Malkeinu. Good. Let's continue. Tanu Rabbanan. Mevatlin talmid Torah lohotzas ameis achnas eskala. Or mevatl Torah for to go to a levaya or for achnas eskala to go to a. Wedding. We had a shiur a couple of years ago in Shavuos about the principle, we're not going to get into it now, but about the principle of osig v'mitzvah, patam and mitzvah applying to Talmud Torah. Well, chora, it doesn't. Right? So that's what Rebbe Chana asks here. You have to be mevatel Talmud Torah for every mitzvah. What's unique about these two? Okay, but the Gemara here says, you mevatel Talmud Torah for hotzas ameis and hachnasas kala. Amru, alav, al, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Eloi, she mevatel Talmud Torah, hotzas ameis, or hachnasas kala. Rebbe Eloi did it. He was mevatel Torah for hotzas ameis and hachnasas kala. When do we say that you have to be mevatel Talmud Torah to go to these events? V'she'eini mokal sarcho. When they don't have enough. When there's not enough people at these events, then you have to go. Because that's called e'efshar la'asos al-yidei achirim. Avol yesh mokal sarcho. But if the funeral, the wedding, has enough people there in mevatlin, then you don't stop learning. V'kama kol sarcho. This is not a meis mitzvah. Bottom tosis. Lo b'meis mitzvah ayri. Meis mitzvah, you have to go out no matter what. Ela b'chala meisim, right? This is stam a person. So how much is enough? I mean, I want to sit and learn, so I don't want to go out. So how much is enough? So three opinions. Amar Shmuel bar Eini mishbei d'rav, Shreiser alser alfei gavrei, 12,000 people, v'shis alfei shipurei, and 6,000 people blowing trumpets. So if there are 18,000 people there, then you don't have to go. L'chora, if there are that many people there, you'd want to go. It could be somebody who would want to be there. V'yamri lo'as, I'd say, no, not so much. Tleiser alfei gavrei, u'minayim shis alfei shipurei. The shofar blowers could be included in those 13,000, or 12,000, depending on the gersa. Okay, that is all the one shear. That's enough. Ula amar, how many people is enough? It's not machalik in the Gemara. It seems to be the same shear for the wedding or the funeral. Ula amar could go into chaitzi gavri me ivula vatsichra. The amount of people that it takes to stand from ibula to sichra. Two places. And then there's a third opinion, but we're going to turn over. Oh, let's just read the third opinion first. V'rav sheshes v'temer Rabbi Yochanan amar nitilasa kinesinasa. As it was given, so too it's taken away. Ma nesinasa b'shishem ribo, the Torah was given with 600,000 people. Av netilasa b'shishem ribo, so too when it's taken away. What do you mean the Torah is taken away? When a person's taken away, there's a similarity. First, Rashi just says the Torah that he knew is not here. K'shemeis v'tamud avatel. But there's even more, and there are a number of makaros that there's a connection between a person and a Torah. You do kriya when Sefer Torah Rachman al-Islam falls down, Sefer Torah Shenisraf, and when a person dies, you're in the room. There's parallels between the two. Right, what, you hold the Sefer Torah, cotton, with a minion, becomes a minion. How does that work? So again, there's parallels between a person and a Sefer Torah. Okay, three opinions.
He's equating
Matan Torah to each individual person. Unbelievable. Before we turn over, look at Tosis for a minute. Important Tosis. We're not going to get into it, but it's a much talked about Tosis. Dibur Maskil Mevatlin. Tosis quotes a Meseches Derech Eretz, where Rabbi Akiva says, I was going in front of the Chachamim, and one time I was on my way, Umatzasi Meis Mitzvah, and I found the Meis Mitzvah, and I, Vinitpalti Bo Dalin Minim, Achi Yvesev Le Beis HaKvaris, and I took the Meis Mitzvah to the Beis HaKvaris, and I buried it, and then I came late to the Beis Medrash, and they say to me, Shafach Ladam Naki, you're a murderer! I'm a murderer. Mevalon Talmud Torah. Mipnei Otzvah, for sure a Meis Mitzvah. Tosfos says it's even not a Meis Mitzvah. So what did they get so upset at Rabbi Akiva for? Two answers. Number one, they were upset for a totally different reason. Because Meis Mitzvah is Kone Makomo. There's a mace on the floor, you bury him right there. You don't shlove him to the cemetery. That's one answer. And the second answer from Yehuda Mikurvio, third to last line in Tosfos, to hasa mishim to bitel atzmo mishimush talmud chacham ka'amar to gadol shimusha yoseh milimuda. That just wasn't learning. That was being with your Rebbe. Being with your Rebbe and learning from your Rebbe and spending time with your Rebbe. As the Gemara says in Brachas, gadol shimusha yoseh milimuda. So shimusha shel talmud chacham is greater than hotzas hameis, which is greater than talmud Torah. So that's 2 days that Tosfos has why they got upset about Rabbi Akiva. Last line. So getting back to what we were talking about. All the different shiurim, when you have to go out, and when you don't have to go out to take part in the funeral or the wedding. And all these shiurim, the limit of 600,000 people, is only for somebody who learned themselves. But if somebody taught others Torah, less le shiura, then there's no shiur. Meaning, even if there are 600,000 people there, you go out, somebody taught Torah, there is no shiur. And that's what he says, the Rashi says on top, Umelo Shaminan, to the Lanta Lokari Velotani, what if somebody didn't learn at all? So then, Ema Vatlan and Yeshlo Misaskin Kadekfur, then the number of people that are needed to bury. The Ritva here says, on this line, that Bizman Hazeh, we always go. Miu, he quotes the Smak, the Ramosha Mikutsi, Da Achshav Al Kol Adam Yisrael Mevatlan Min Hastam, Shekula Milayin Mitzvahs Karimon. Right? All Jews are full of mitzvahs. So therefore, we are mevatel, and we go to any levaya. Ve'en lecha kolechan miYisrael she'ena oba mikra oba mishnah. Right? There's nobody that didn't learn anything. Even if there are, I guess you would say that still there is. We still go out. Good. Two dots. V'mish edim shasa behinuma. Back to the mishnah. If there are edim that she had a hinuma on, so then that's considered edus. Remember the mishnah beginning of the parak. She says, I was a psula, I want 200. She says, you were an amana, only 100. So, machlokes. So, stalemate. So the Mishnah says, if there are edim that she had a hinuma, so then she wins. So what's a hinuma? My hinuma. 2 days. Surchav bar papa. Already thinking about the siyum. Right? Mishbei de ziri amar. Tanura de asa. Tanura da'asa. What does that mean? It's a type of chuppah that's shaped like an oven, like a tanur, made out of hadasim. So that was only used by a psula wedding. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kriyasa her veil diminamna ba kawasa. That the kala could take a snooze in from the word tnuma. Rashi says it was a veil that covered her eyes, so nobody could tell if she was sleeping. So she's had a long day, right? So therefore she could just take a little sleep when nobody was looking. That was only, again, used by a besula. Says the Bach, this is the one of the makoros for Badekin. One of the makoros for Badekin, to cover the Isha, cover her with a veil, is this Gemara. And the Bachorim say, according to this reason, so then it should only be done by a besula wedding. Because that's one of the signs of a psula. Different minhagim about whether it's done by a second marriage. But this would only be done by a psula wedding, right? There's a misconception that some suggest that the reason we do a psula, we usually do badekin, is to make sure it's the right one. Like Rachel and Leah. But then, why do we put the veil on? We should take it off. Right? We should take it off, not to put it on. So the ikar reason given is it's litznius. It's litznius. That's the other reason given for badekin. It's litznius. If it's just litznius to say that this kala is just for me now, and it's the chas is zuge litznius, so then it should buy bain la basula, bain la amana. There is a daya that's one of the forms of chuppah. So that's why there are some misadei kedusha that are makbit to have a day badekin, but then you run into the problem of having the nisuin before the kedushin. The Mishnah Melech has a question whether you can have that, because you didn't do the kedushin yet. So the Mishnah Melech has a suffix whether you could have the nisuin before the kedushin. Okay. There is a discussion in the poskim. It comes up by certain veils, right? Certain parts, certain groups in Klal Yisrael have very thick veils. You know, most many have veils that you can see through. But if she's taking a snooze, that means you can't see her eyes. That means it's pretty thick. Or a deck tichel, right? It's thick. So the Rama writes in Eben Ezra, where he quotes this, in Siman Lamed Aleph, Noagin lechasos pnei hakalos hatsnuos, ve'ena makpidos b'mashem makadish osan. So Rama quotes, you cover her eyes, she's as if saying, you know, I just want to be married to you, whatever you give me. You can give me a potato. You give me a ring, okay, wonderful. But that's what, she covers her eyes, right? Ve'ena makpidos b'mashem makadish osan. Fine. Says the Avnei Miluim and the other Achronim, but 1 minute. Is there a problem here? Because the Edim don't see her. The Edim have to see the Chasen and the Kala and the Ring and the Maaseh Kedushin. The Edim have to see everything. So the Avnei Miluim here discusses, he quotes a Maharit, maybe there's a problem. If it's so thick that you can't see who this is, so maybe there's a problem here. So he says, Miyu HaMinog B'nei Ashkenaz, the Chasos, says the Avnei Miluim, he discusses, maybe it should be a problem, but he says, look, the Minog is not, there's no Chash. Why? Because you know, there's a chazaka, you saw on the invitation who it is, then you saw the family there, you know, the whole rest of the family's underneath. So soklan ala chazakas, so you assume that this is the right one. The Aruch HaShulchan is a little more explicit, where he asked this shayla, v'yesh lishol bazeh, shayla gadola. If you cover the kala, and the condition don't see her, lama lo nechush tavi kimakadish below edim. So this might be one of the makoros, why you shouldn't have a thick veil. Shouldn't have a thick veil. The kala should be able to see. So he says, "Amnam etzleinu." He says, "No problem." First, he quotes the Avnei Miluim, and then he quotes. I think that I want to explain it a little better. So he says, "V'od zeu gamkein raya the kivan she'achach niskalsev hakol roenosa kimo imha yiroen edim be'echad shahayapanav mechusev aharagas anefesh hayem loha yichol lahavi ish kazel lebezdin." Let's say the edim see a masked man kill somebody. And then the guy takes off his mask. What, they can't bring him to court? They didn't see who it was, b'shas ma'aseh, they know who it was. So right afterwards, they take off the veil. So you know who it is. He can't go to Beis Din. V'od, he says, they see her whole body. So they don't see her eyes. There's a tfiyas ayin. B'haguf, apelo partzuf. Right, we talked about this at the end of Yevamos. And then he says, v'od, when you give her a little drink of the wine, the veil goes up. Give her a little drink of the wine. Right, this is one of the makoros also. Do you call up the Eidei Kiddushin before? Before the brachas and the drinking, or after? So most call it up beforehand. So maybe this is one of the other reasons also, that they should look at her. They should look at her when the veil goes up a little bit to make sure they know who it is. Either way, for all these reasons, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's not a problem to be, even if you have this this veil that's thick that you could take a nap in, you know, it's still not a problem. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka had said, if there are aid in that about giving out the nuts at the wedding, that's also a raya that she was a psula. So Tana b'Yehuda raya. So in Yehuda, these were These were rayas. But Bavel, my, what they do in Bavel? Because they had different minhagim in Bavel. So what they do at psula weddings in Bavel? So Amar Rav, Rav says, look at this. Dardugi de mishcha aresha de rabbanan. The women used to rub oil in the hair of the rabbanan at psula weddings. Amar le Rav Papa Labaya mishcha de chafifusa kamar. What do they have bumps on their head? They need oil that makes them feel good. What are they doing? So Amar le, so he says to him, Yasma, you orphan. Meaning you're orphaned from the Misora, right? You're orphaned from the Minog. Yes, this is what they do. Lo Abdullah Ima, your mother didn't do this to you? Dardugi Mishcha Aresha the Rabbanim Shasmaisa? I'm sorry, you missed out. He says, Kihada Havi Tahumi Rabbanan the Yasak Lilabrey, Bay Rabba Bar Ula, Vamila Rabba Bar Ula Yasak Lilabrey, Bay Hahumi Rabbanan, by one of these weddings, Vidardig Mishcha Aresha the Rabbanim Shasmaisa. Aye, the Nagia issue, obviously it connects to the carry the Kala on the shoulders issue. That is, this is in a different time, Shalob Derechiba, for other reasons, to symbolize that it was a Besula wedding. Period. Armal Tamai, what did they do? How do you know? What are the simanim that they do at an Almana wedding? Tani, Rav Yosef, Armata, Leslie Kisnei, they did not give out nuts to the children at the Almana weddings, therefore if there were no nuts, you know, it was a wedding of an Almana. Period. Okay, end of the wedding discussion. Now we get back to hardcore lumdus. Back to this world. So remember the last line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua was Moda. Rabbi Yeshua was Moda. We spoke about yesterday. What was he Moda to? One of the Mishnahs in the first parak. But what did he say? Rabbi Yeshua said, if I go over to somebody out of the blue, we're going to go with Rashi's pshat. There's no Toveya here. I go over to somebody and say, you know what? This field that I have, it used to be your father's, and I bought it from him. That's all he said. So we believe him, because he didn't have to say anything. What is he going over to somebody admitting it that for? So we believe him. Rabbi Yeshua says, that's what's called Pesha Asar Hu Pesha Hitir. He started this whole thing, so therefore he is believed, even though he has no shtar. Says the Gemara, Felicity Modi Rabbi Yeshua Ba'om L'chaveiro Sadezu Shalcha Haisa U'lakachtiya Mimcha. Why did the Gemara have to bring a case where he goes over and says, you know what, this used to be your father's and I bought it from him? Why didn't the Gemara Mishnah just give a case, this used to be your field and I bought it from you? What does he have to bring in the father for? Says the Gemara, Mishnah, the Gemara Lemisni Seifa. Because the second line of the Mishnah has to be about a father case. Therefore, the Reisha is also. What's the second line? The second line was, Im Yesh Eidim Shehi Shelo, V'hu Omer L'Kachtiyam Yimenu Eino Neman. The second line said, if there were Eidim that it used to be the other guys, then he's not believed to say, I bought it, without bringing proof. So, Hei Chidami, what exactly is that case? What case? The case where, if there are Eidim, let's use names here. The buyer, that's the guy who has it now, and the seller, the guy who he went up to. Let's call them the buyer and the seller. So it says, if the seller has witnesses, so then the buyer is not going to be believed. So what exactly is the case there? Hey, Chidami. There is a concept called Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Well, the third parak of Maseches Babasra talks about this. Parak Cheskas Abatim. Cheskas Gimel Shanim means, if I am on a piece of land for 3 years, and it used to be yours, and you knew about it, and you did not protest for 3 years, so then that's called a cheskas gimel shanim, a chazak of 3 years, and now it's mine. Major London is exactly how that works, but the assumption is, it was really yours, if you didn't sell it to me, if I didn't buy it, if I didn't get it somehow, if you didn't give it to me, then you would have protested in these 3 years. If you didn't, it's a right that's mine, and therefore, after 3 years, I no longer have to produce a shtar that it's mine. I can lose the deed. It's hard for people to keep deeds for forever. So after 3 years, the first 3 years, I'm careful to hold on to the deed. After 3 years, you know, you should have complained in these 3 years. If you didn't, mecha, that's called a complaint. If you didn't complain, so therefore, it must be that it's mine. Okay? That's background information for the rest of the Yamud. Says the Gemara. So, hey Chidami, what's the case in the Seifa of the Mishnah? Again, what does the Mishnah say? If the guy has aided that it used to be his, then this buyer, this guy who's coming and saying, I bought it from you, he's not going to be believed. Because there's no Pesha Asar there. So, hey Chidami, what exactly is the case where we say he is not going to be believed because there are Eidim? Ida Achli Shani Chazaka Amaylo Mehemen. If he has eaten, he's been on the field for 3 years, so what? There are Eidim that it used to be his father's. If he was there for 3 years, it's his. Vida Achli Shani Chazaka Pshitit Lo Mehemen. And if he hasn't been there for 3 years, so it's Pashut. There are Eidim that it used to be the other guys. He has no Shtar, and he has no Chazaka. So that's why the second case has to be about the father. Says the Gemara, how does the father help? Iyachi gabi av nami. What do you mean? So if he says, it used to be your father, so how does that help? Idach lishani chazaka, he asks the same question. Am I lo mehemen? If he ate the years of chazaka, he was there. So again, why isn't he believed? Idach lishani chazaka, if he did lo mehemen. So what's the case of the seifa? Remember, keep the structure of the Gemara in mind. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara asks, why couldn't the case of the Mishnah be about the guy himself? Why does it, what? I go to you and say, this used to be your field and I bought it. No, the Mishnah says, I bought it from your father. So why does it have to say that case? So the Gemara says, because the second line of the Mishnah has to be about the case of the father. So now we're trying to figure that out. Why does the second case have to be about the case of the father? So the Gemara says, now, Bishlam Agabi Aviv, why does it have to be about the father? Mishkachas lo, because you have a case. Kegon, Sha'ach l'shtayim b'chayi ha'av, v'achas b'chayi b'no. 2 years he sat on his field in the life of the father. Then the father died, and the third year, he lived on this field while the son was there. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is ukid Rav Huna, the Amar Rav Huna ein machzikin minechse katan afilu higdil. The chiddush is that third year is not called a third year. Cheskas gimel shanim does not kick in because the kid's a katan. If the kid's a katan, he has no responsibility to protest. He doesn't know about it. He doesn't know he has to. So therefore, the third year is not a chazaka. That's why in the Mishnah, the din is, if there are Edim, then this buyer, this guy who says he bought it, is not believed. So therefore, it works out where there's a father involved. That's why the seif of the Mishnah has to be about a father. That's why the resha has to be about a father, because the seif has to be about a father. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, Rav Huna basisan asalashminan? You quoted this principle from Rav Huna, that the year of the katan doesn't count. So that's what the Mishnah says. So what's Rav Huna telling me? So you just tell me Rav Huna is giving shot the same thing as the Mishnah, so what's Rav Huna adding? So you buy same Rav Huna, do you get the Masisa Kamar? Either Rav Huna is explaining the Mishnah. We didn't know that's what the Mishnah meant until Rav Huna came along. So either Rav Huna is explaining the Mishnah, the Baisema, or Afilu Higdol Kamashmulan. The Chiddush is amazing that, let's say, 2 years he had a chazaka because the father, when the father was alive. And then let's say he sat in the field for 10 years. 10 years! Says Rav Huna, it's still not a chazaka. If the tchilas chazaka was when this guy was a katan, then forever he has no responsibility to be mocha. He doesn't know. He was a katan when it started. That's the chiddush of Rav Huna. You might know just from our Mishnah, just that year, but maybe afterwards it would count. That's the chiddush of Rav Huna. That even afterwards, even after he becomes a gadol for 10 years, it still does not count for cheskas gemol shanim. Period. Okay, where are we so far? The last line of the Mishnah has to be about a case where the guy says, I bought this from your father. And if there are Eidim that used to be belonging to his father, so then he's not going to be believed, because there's no Pesha Asa. Says the Gemara now, we're going to have another couple possibilities. We're just going to do one more today, and then the rest will come up, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Says the Gemara, Belisne Bididei. 1 minute, I could come up with a case about the person himself without bringing in the father. V'lukme, k'gon sha'ach l'shtayim b'fanav v'acha shalom b'fanav. Ukagon Shebarach. Why do you have to say the case is he had a chazaka, meaning he was on this field 2 years in the life of the father and 1 year in the life of the son? No! What do you have to bring in the father case for? He had 2 years when the guy was here, and the third year the guy wasn't here. That's why it's not a good chazaka. So why isn't that case brought in the Mishnah? Again, it's much simpler to say, Reuben goes to Shimon and says, this used to be yours. The Mishnah is forced to say, it used to be your father's. Why have that case? So the Gemara is now trying to say, why didn't it say this case? Right? I had 2 years in front of you, 1 year you weren't here, and that's the case that he wouldn't be believed. So the Gemara said, no, that case wouldn't work. Why? Baruch machmas mai. Why did the guy run away in the third year? Eid the baruch machmas afashos. If the guy ran away, meaning the real owner of the field ran away in the third year, and that's why he didn't protest in the third year. If it's because his life is in danger, pshitat lo mehemen, t'lo matzimachi. Of course he's not going to be believed. This third year is not going to count because the guy ran away. His life's in danger. V'id debarach machmas mamon. And if he ran away for purely monetary purposes, reasons, iboilelam chuye, then he should have protested wherever he was, and it's his fault if he didn't. Why? To kaim alam, because we hold. Because we hold a protest, even not in the presence of the machzik, not in the presence of the one who is squatting on your field, it's called a good mecha. Meaning if I'm in New York and I'm sitting on somebody's field, the real owner could protest in some other city, and that's a good mecha. And that breaks up my cheskas gimel shanim. So if he ran away because of money issues, so let it be mocha. Right, so he's not worried that people are going to find him. If it was nefashis, he doesn't want to pop his head up. But if it's money, so let him say something over there, and he would be believed. If he didn't, then it's pashut that the chazaka works. So now we're about to prove that that is what we hold. But we don't. That's a side point. We have already answered the question. The Gemara's question was, why didn't the Mishnah give a case about the guy himself? Right, and the case was, you were here for 2 years and not the third year. The Gemara says, because there's no case that would be a chiddush. If he ran away because his life was in danger, it's pashut that it wouldn't work. If his life is not in danger, it's pashut that it would work. So that can't be the case of the Mishnah. So now we're just bringing in a side point. Where do we know that mecha shelo b'fanav, havi mecha? Ditznan. Because the Mishnah says in Maseches Baba Basra, Shalosh Haratzos L'Chazaka, there are three areas of Eretz Yisrael regarding Cheskas Gimel Shanim, Yehuda, the Eber HaYarden, V'Galil, three areas. Hayah b'Yehuda v'Hechzak b'Galil, b'Galil v'Hechzak b'Yehuda, Eina Chazaka Ashi He'imo b'Medina. There are three areas. And in order for a Chazaka to work, it has to be where the owner and the Machzik are in the same area. The same one of the three areas. So Bahavina Bamaikasavar, and we asked about the Mishnah, what exactly does the Mishnah mean? Ikasavar Machashlo Bafan of Havi Macha, if we hold that the real owner, the Marakama, could protest anywhere, so that Afilu Bihudiva Galanami. So why do you have to have three separate lands? Even in different lands, it's Koshlo Bafan of, and it should be a good Macha. The Ikasavar Machashlo Bafan of Lohavi Macha, and if the Macha would not work, Afilu Yehuda v'Yehudanamilo. And if you have to be in front of the machzik, so then even in the same land is not good enough. Right? You can't be in different cities. You have to be mamash in front. So what's the Mishnah talking about? So Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal. So Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal says, yeah, what's the Mishnah? La'olam kasar v'macha shlo b'fanav havi macha. Really, a protest anywhere is good enough. You don't have to, the original owner does not have to protest in front of the squatter. He can say anywhere, you know what, that guy's squatting on my field. That's all he has to say, anywhere. He doesn't have to do it in front of him. What is the Mishnah talking about? Why does the Mishnah say you have to be in the same land? Because it's Shas Chayrim. It's a time of emergency. It's a time when the messages and messengers don't get from one land to the other land. So therefore, you can't trust the Mecha somewhere else. But really, fundamentally, the Mecha, the protest, does not have to be in front of the squatter, and that proves what we wanted to prove. One more line. Umaishta Yehuda v'Galil d'Nakad. If we're talking about a shas of cheirum, a shas of emergency, so what do you need whole separate lands? They have to be in the same land. The stam Yehuda v'Galil k'shas cheirum dami. Because the stam, the assumption is that Yehuda and Galil going from one to the other is a shas cheirum, and that's why it assumes that way. Period. But what did we just do in the last 10 lines? Just we're explaining why the Mishnah has to give a case where the guy goes and says, I bought this from your father. Why don't you just say, I bought it from you? Why didn't he say that? So we explain why it can't be talking about him. It has to be talking about the father. So as from tomorrow, we get into Modib and Mixas, Eda de Mesamas Morasha, Palginan Dibura, Pesha Asu Pesha Hitter, Kiva Chigit Shoven Chozer Umagid. That's all on tomorrow's daf. So we'll try to figure out how we could squeeze it in. Okay, today's shiur was, and the whole shiur for the next month is Lazecha Nishmas Yitzchak Isaac Ben Yisachar Dov, whose shloshim we are currently in. Okay.